the current self-declaration system where people declare if they have a medical condition. It's worked effectively in Ireland for a number of years. It works across a lot of European countries. And actually, the European Council are in favour of leaving the system as it is. So I don't see why the Parliament is completely driven by, if you like, the Green Rapporteur is looking for everybody in the country when they're renewing their license to have to do a medical exam. People who I've spoken to believe that it may have a lot more to do with discouraging people from driving on the roads at all, and more so than actually got to do with the road safety.
As you've indicated there, the council is against it. That would seem to suggest that even if this were to get through Parliament, and that's by no means a given, it wouldn't get through the Council of Ministers, and the chances are it will not become European law.
I don't know if it would make good European law. I think the reality is the system that's there seems to work well. I think the focus we need to have is much more on things like reducing speed, reducing drink driving, and if you like, recognising things like a recent RSA report suggested that a man is more likely to have an accident in a car than a woman. A pedestrian or a motorcyclist are more likely to have an accident on the road. Over Christmas, one person per hour was detained by the guards for a drink or drug driving. These are the real issues. Talking about forcing people to do mandatory medicals, it's not only putting a burden on people, it's also putting extra pressure on the health service. Any GP you talk to is overrun with important cases, appointments that they can't keep on top of. If you have this, then on top of that again, it puts a burden on the health service, it puts a burden on people in general. And currently, the self-declaration system, in my opinion, seems to work quite well, and that's the opinion of the council who are in favour of it as well.